Welcome to Women in Cybersecurity. I'm so excited to have Barbie Bigelow here with me today. She is Global Chief Digital Technology and Cybersecurity Executive, board member, and an investment advisor. Let's start with how you got into cybersecurity. What got you into this field and what do you like about it?
Well, Melinda, the honest truth is it was necessity. So I had been asked to move from a profit and loss role, an operational role, into a CIO role, a first one for the electronics business at the company that I was at. I'd always been interested in risk identification and management as part of my P&L and operational responsibility, and realized quickly as I went into a CIO role how important that was for us to understand what the risks were. And frankly, we had some issues. And at the time, we didn't know that this was a common thing. You know, this was really before people were sharing and talking with each other about cyber. You know, as the first CIO there, I really had to create the cyber function for our organization, in particular, the cyber incidents response team, the CIRT. And it was super important that we have that, obviously, to deal with the incidents that were happening. But also, you know, because there was not a common knowledge that this was happening, the difficulty in getting funding and getting people in place and you know, really having a dedicated function was pretty tough. We went about doing that in a way that really leveraged the skill set and domain expertise of folks throughout the organization, pulled them together, kind of took them out of their day job into this cyber function, which really turned out to be a great thing because it brought in people who really understood the needs of the different parts of the business, the different functions, and what was happening, you know, when we had an incident, what the real risks were to the organization. Then from there, we were able to evolve into, you know, more proper monitoring and understanding the tech stack, really putting together the whole picture.
Yeah, that's so important, aligning with business needs and goals for planning your cybersecurity strategy. So tell me a little bit about your career journey. Can you talk about some of the earlier roles that you had?
You know, I think really key to my success has been those business P&L and operational roles. I think there's really no substitute for knowing the business and working directly with customers. You know, my roles prior to coming into a CIO role were those kinds of roles in logistics, in product support, you know, in engineering and engineering management, understanding different industries and the best practices in different industries is another thing that's really important and helpful in the roles that I've had that opportunity to be in aerospace and defense, to be in government public service, to be in professional services and in manufacturing. And I'd say that the problems aren't that different as you move from industry to industry, but the way that maybe people approach them is a little different, and being able to leverage you know, a best practice in a different industry into your industry is a really powerful way to get better and bring innovation into your organization.
Absolutely. And tell me about what you're doing today. How do you work with clients today in your new role?
Yeah, so, you know, I have obviously had a great career and very grateful for all the companies I've gotten to work with and the work that I've done in information technology and leveraging technology to solve problems in lots of different industries. I had the opportunity, it's been really almost 10 years ago now, when the company I was with had was sold, and we had a wonderful exit event and sold our company to you know, another company. And as part of that exit, was really going to take a break. But at that time, some colleagues of mine that also were with that company ended up working in the legal field and with a big global company that had a cyber breach. So I was asked to come in and explain to the board what the issues were and what needed to be done. That turned into about a year and a half engagement with that company. You know, what they thought was a tiny little problem turned out to be systemic across the whole mm-hmm. company. And that was at the time when, you may remember, Home Depot and Target had some major incidents. So that meant I had to start my own company in order to help them as an independent person. So I did that. And then that, from that, you know, I've launched a cyber consultancy. I work mostly with boards, advising boards on cyber risk and cyber governance. I also work with private equity quite a bit, advising private equity firms, both on the diligence side and on the operational side. And that's gotten me really interested in governance and cyber governance and systemic risk. And so those are the things that I'm mostly working on now. Recently launched, just in June, the Women's Cyber Governance Collaborative. It's focused on training and advancing women in cybersecurity technology executives and women who are ready to go on to boards. It's a partnership between the Women's Business Collaborative, WBC, and DDN, the Digital Directors Network. So we teach technology executives about cyber governance and systemic risk. And I know you're aware that, you know, the SEC has had a lot of focus on this lately. Likely there'll be new guidelines come out in the spring from the mm-hmm. SEC in terms of the disclosures that companies have to make on their, both the cyber expertise on their board and the risk exposure of their company. So I think this is just a really great time for technology executives to be looking at how they can better support their board and then of course how they can get ready if they're interested in serving on boards ultimately.
So what do you think are the biggest challenges for CISOs and security leaders today?
Yeah, so Melinda, I think that, you know, putting cyber in the proper context for the business is the biggest challenge. Gosh, there's just so many things, right, that need to be done. And there's just a myriad of challenges that every CISO is facing from an operational standpoint. You go across, you know, just use like the SIS18 framework as an example, right? We're working on things in every part of the framework. And of course, the threat is changing every day and things are different. And you know, it is a very dynamic environment to be in. But at the end of the day, that translation into the bigger context of what the business is trying to do and being able to translate what you need into that context is, I think, the biggest challenge. And that's why I'm so excited about the cyber governance area, because I think it is a really good way for CISOs to ground themselves, you know, kind of in what is the systemic risk to the organization and how does this play in the bigger picture of where the company needs to go and the things that might be keeping the company from being successful.
Yeah, and one interesting thing about your background and definitely what I'm seeing in my coverage space of cloud and application security is how security is really a team sport now. We have multiple groups with an interest in security. It's now tied to operations, right? If something goes down in production, it's an operational issue. So what are your thoughts on how groups are looking into what they need to do for cybersecurity and really how they need to collaborate?
Yeah. I think you're spot on. Collaboration is really, really important. And, you know, thinking that, you know, you can work in the silos of cyber, you can work just on network security, or you can just work on endpoint security and be successful is really not going to happen. I think what you're saying is exactly right. And the security team has to think about all the other functions in the organization and then fit into the overall strategy. You know, I think of a recent example, you know, where a CEO had brought me in. He was super frustrated. His security team was telling his product development team that they couldn't develop on a particular platform. They just couldn't do it. It wasn't secure, blah, blah, blah. And of course, the product development person is saying, but, you know, I have clients who are in this platform and we have product in this platform and we have to support it. And they were just at fisticuffs over it. rather than, you know, getting together and saying, okay, so how can we make this work together? And once they did that, they found a really great solution that worked for both sides that, you know, might not have been the optimum, best, safest security solution, might not have been the optimum product development solution, but worked for both sides.
What would you want people to know about our industry of cybersecurity and the field in general?
You know what I think everybody needs to know, from, you know, kindergartners to our most senior folks, consumers, business people, really everybody, is that cyber is embedded in everything. And, you know, it's in all of our business processes. It's in the ways we measure things. It's in the ways we engage. You know, I think probably people understand this more today than they did before COVID, but it really is pervasive. And so, you know, pulling those threads and understanding systemically what's happening and what the impact could be, thinking about our data and what will happen if our data is lost. If it's modified or if it's made public, is, you know, really, really what people need to understand in the realm of cyber today.
Great. And are there any resources you'd like to share? We're going to post a blog post with a list of resources. What would you like folks to know about, or the different groups that you're involved in?
Well, I think the Digital Directors Network is a great resource. And, you know, for folks who are interested in bringing more diversity into our field, WBC, and there are some other organizations that you know, I can provide information on. I'm happy to do that. Really just thinking about how to paint the big picture is what CISOs and technology executives need to really be focused on today.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for being with me today, Barbie. It's been great to connect with you over the years and follow you. You're doing so much to share information and education with the community, and just really appreciate all the work that you do.
Thank you, Melinda.
So for the audience, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Women in Cybersecurity.